Judge deals major blow to New York's AG in attempt to nuke the IRA. The NRA. Let me get this off my chest. If you're new to the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, I cannot stand the NRA. I don't like them. First of all, they're supposedly the oldest civil rights organization, and they're huge. Representative of all of this other kind of, they barely represent 5 million gun owners, but they've been turned into the boogeyman by every town and the legacy media as a representative of the gun community. Like, we're all members of it. I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm trying to get my license to carry instructor's license. My LTC license. It's a better way to say it. An LTC. And unfortunately, the only thing, you have to take the NRA approved courses in order to take the exam to get an LTC here in this state. So I have to go give the NRA money in the next couple weekends to go sit in their basic pistol courses so I can take the license to carry test so I can become an instructor in this state. So they got a major handle on all that kind of stuff. And I don't like how the NRA has incorporated the Second Amendment into a national idea. The reason why we have all these problems, all these gun issues, is because the NRA exists. If the NRA didn't exist and try to incorporate every gun law into a national issue... I was a member too once. I think every gun owner at one point was a member of the NRA. Unless they get you early and they get you as like a life member. But I was a member of the NRA before. Unfortunately, I have to pay the NRA. I got to pay a guy to take an NRA course. And the big thing that I have is their incorporation of the Second Amendment, which is leading to more problems for you and I. However, in the battle of public perception, this is actually a win for us, especially coming off the heels. Once again, perception-wise, I'm trying to talk about. Perception-wise, where these, the Remington case gave anti-gun nuts momentum. Momentum to try and continue lawsuits and go after the gun community, which they're going to do anyway. And we have an article about that later if I get to it. If not today, definitely tomorrow. Here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Because we took a loss with the gun community with the Remington case, even though it was an insurance company that did the settlement. What were the headlines? Gun manufacturer settles with families. And that is the perception now publicly, because the public is stupid. Right? Evil will always triumph over good, because good is dumb. But the perception that we were losing... We lost a key thing with the Remington case is part of the continued public relations nightmare that anybody who owns a gun has to deal with. And so now, from Matt Vespa, Princess Vespa. Sorry, dude. It's just the first thing that popped in my head, Matt. I'm not calling you a princess. Great. A Druish princess. I'm sorry, I got space balls on the brain. What can I say? Judge deals major blow to New York's AG attempt to nuke the NRA. The left's war on the National Rifle Association has been going on for months. And believe me, the NRA is not helping itself, because if you look at it, Wayne LaPierre is probably the worst person you could pick to run an organization. Him and his... Ooh, I almost said something bad. I guess that's why I bit my tongue. Him and his wife have been treating the NRA as some kind of personal piggy bank. which is another reason why you shouldn't be associated with them. They are way, way too corrupt. You and I know that. You and I know that they're way too corrupt. You and I know that they've pushed to make the Second Amendment a national issue and destroyed federalism. But the public does not, because the public is stupid. Yeah, you can't have an organization called National. Funny, she doesn't look Jewish. You can't have a national association without completely screwing up federalism. But let's get into this war. New York Attorney General and gubernatorial hopeful Lita James has vowed to dissolve the organization through a series of legal actions aimed at exposing the allegations of fraud and corruption among the upper crust of the group. Now, I'm actually okay with this, some of the stuff she's exposing, because the NRA is absolutely awful. Awful. With some of the stuff they've been selling, or some of the stuff they've been doing. And Wayne LaPierre's wife has been the worst of the worst. So, and of course, since we're dealing with conservative media, the NRA is one of the nation's oldest civil rights organizations. Yeah, what the founders of the NRA were doing? Good idea. But like any organization that was founded in what? Somebody put in this, when was the NRA founded? I don't even know because I don't care that much. Somebody will drop it in the chat room. The NRA, when it was founded, much different organization than today. 1871, when they were founded. Totally different organization today. It is nothing more than a lobbying organization and a bad one at that. Remember the NRA, remember this, the NRA signed off on President Trump's bump stock ban. The NRA signed off on President Trump's bump stock ban. And what did they do? They turned around and sent out fundraising letters. Oh, this attack on the Second Amendment. You guys said it was okay because Trump didn't know. Trump's not a gun guy. Now, Don Trump Jr. is a gun guy, but his dad's not one. I love the guns because I go pew, pew, and I go pew, pew, and I love them. And I shoot him, and I go, pew, 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 pew. I love it. It's so great. It's like, Trump, what the hell are you talking about? So Trump was like, can I do the bump stock ban? And the NRA was like, yeah, go ahead, do it, because we can fundraise off of it. Anyway, the NRA is one of the nation's oldest civil rights organizations, though how they spent their donors' money, among other things, has drawn immense scrutiny, which they should. No, I don't own a bump stock either, but it's still... Oh, we got more gun control under Trump than we ever did under Obama or right now Biden. And that gun control became because the NRA told Trump it was okay. Also, the NRA is behind trying to nationalize national concealed carry, which are terrible, terrible, terrible idea. If that ever comes up again, I got to get my friend Suzanne Sherman to come on. She loves talking about that and how bad it is. Anyway, some of the ways that they've spent their money. Some items purchased with these funds, like a wedding or trips to Africa to go shoot elephants. All kinds of terrible things. It's been a month-long saga. But a judge on the New York State Supreme Court has ruled that the AG cannot nuke the organization via the reload. New York Attorney General and gubernatorial hopeful Loretta James has been dealt a major setback in her corruption case against the NRA. Justice Joel Cohen of the Supreme Court of the state of New York dismissed James' attempt to dissolve the country's largest gun rights group on Wednesday. He said James' accusation of corruption primarily involved private harm to the NRA members and donors and thus did not warrant such sweeping penalties if proven. In short, the complaint does not allege the type of public harm that is the legal linchpin for imposing the corporate death penalty, unquote, Justice Cohen wrote in his opinion. So the decision comes after the NRA filed several motions to dismiss, blah, blah, blah. So she took an L. Publicly, you and I hate the NRA. I hope you understand. I don't like them. I'm upset that I have to pay them money so I can actually go try to, you know, make the armed Catholic a little bit more money, for lack of a better term. So I can actually go out and teach classes here in Texas and do LTC classes. But they got a stranglehold over everything, man. I know some guys are putting in the chat room a lot of outdoor ranges, especially in blue states, use NRA membership as some kind of linchpin to become a part. Well, yeah, you could definitely come to our range, but you have to become an NRA member and take the NRA safety course. Yeah, that's a lot how a lot of ranges, and a lot of ranges don't mind it because they use the NRA as their legal loophole to get out of it. And so that's why they still have such a hold, is because northern states love them some NRA. And so it this that's it. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a win because we are all associated with the NRA, like I was saying before. We are all associated with the NRA. So this win, striking down any kind of stuff that Lalita James can do, only helps us in the long run. I hate the fact that we're even in this struggle, and it's the National Rifle Association's fault that they're there, and they're dragging all of us with them. They're dragging all of us with them. So we have to begrudgingly celebrate the fact that, you know, because Lalita James wants to use this and her lawsuit against Trump as the basis of her run for the governor's mansion, whenever that is in New York. Whenever that's the case. So the fact that she's losing this case is good. It's good. But I just hate the fact that the NRA is even a part of that, we even have to deal with this nonsense in the first place. Because what happens in New York and California and Rhode Island and, I don't know, Delaware and any other blue state has no bearing on you and I if you live in a free state. But because of the NRA, we have to deal with this stuff.